on my headstone, lay me down low. I ain't gonna hide it when I feel it in my soul. Throw it on my headstone, lay me down low. I ain't gonna hide it when I feel it in my soul. Throw it on my headstone, lay me down low. I ain't gonna hide it when I feel it in my soul. Throw it on my headstone, lay me down low. I ain't gonna hide it when I feel it in my soul. Throw it on my headstone, lay me down low.
It's a Local Music Thursday and a Gary Sharp Show. The Moore Brothers Band with their song Headstone, one of our OGs for a Local Music Thursday. You want more Moore Brothers Band? Check out their YouTube page. Just simple as type M-O-O-R-E Brothers Band. All of their songs will come up there. You'll be able to check out anything and everything that they got, including this one, which is one of my favorites that we've ever played. It is a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
Well, I thought there was a big finish there. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's the finish.
All right, 12:07. Welcome in on a Thursday. It is a Local Music Thursday. Media Days, day one, going on in Indianapolis. Scott Frost has already spoken today. Talked about how excited he is with his team, how confident he is, likes the character. Definitely they have more depth than they've had in the previous 3 years. Said we have to go earn it. We have not done enough. Talked about things they have to fix, self-inflicted wounds, errors, penalties, turnovers, touched on name, image, likeness, touched on his new boss, touched on recruiting in Omaha, did not talk about the in-depth of vaccinations and COVID and how the league will handle that. The commissioner, though, he was very vague. He said a lot of words, not a lot of substance, was asked about the COVID protocols, does not have a policy unlike the ACC and the SEC, or the Big 12 and the SEC, a bigger part, that came out very, very strong on what would happen if a team is not able to play. They're not going to move games around. You're going to forfeit. The Big Ten is going to leave the COVID-19 protocols up to the respective schools. Each school will have a plan in place next month. Boy, that sounds like a great idea. A plan in place also on your threshold to be able to play a game or not. We don't know vaguely, no specific teams, but Big 12, SEC, and ACC intimated how many teams have reached the threshold of 80%. Some coaches that are 80% or above, I've noticed this week, go there and they're not afraid to mention where they're at. Nick Saban and Kirby Smart both have said that they are near 90% vaccination on their roster. They know what a competitive advantage it can be, and they're selling to their staff, their athletes, you want a full season? You want a normal season? Get vaccinated. Jerry Jones, we know what side of the vaccination discussion he is on, and the Cowboys have one of the top vaccination rates in the NFL. That was a question. Scott did not respond to it and will not be talking about it publicly. Not a surprise. That's kind of been his stance, even going back to last year when questions were asked about players testing and what the results were. Just like a little bit more. Thought he might reveal a percentage, but if they're not in the threshold, he'll keep it private. But it also comes a day after the head coach at Washington State put out a statement. The Pac-12 requires that everybody in attendance, coaches and players, must be vaccinated. And he said, for reasons that he will keep quiet, The head football coach at Washington State said, I'm not getting vaccinated. Can't imagine that your leader at top trickling down the Washington State as a football program will have a very high vaccination rate. So what happens if they don't and they don't have enough players to play? What does the Pac-12 do? Weird spot for commissioners. Do they take the lead or do they let the schools take the lead? Kevin Warren has said, 14 schools, you handle it. We'll monitor. You handle it. Big 12, SEC said, we're going to handle it. ACC is still working on their plan. All right, Brett Ciancia from Pick 6 Previews is coming up at 1. He will join us to break down his preview, what he thinks is going to unfold with Nebraska, the Big Ten, and the rest of the country in a year in college football where there is some great unknowns. And we've got the match that just got lit by Oklahoma and Texas, which the Oklahoma brand is nowhere near the Texas brand. For example, if Texas A&M, Mizzou, a couple of other schools in the SEC say no, and Oklahoma and Texas are stuck in the Big 12, what does a school like Texas do? If they get to a vote in the SEC on what Oklahoma and Texas want to do, then you know it's a done deal. Greg Sankey will play the right card in essentially saying no comment. But if there is a vote that comes up, you know that it is a vote that will get passed. They will not put a vote out there unless it is a done deal that Oklahoma and Texas are coming to the SEC. Texas A&M, wise move yesterday. They floated this out there. The story made it public, blew up everywhere yesterday, is the talk 24 hours later, making it, sometimes in these cases, when you put something out public, less likely because it gets sifted through and just ripped apart. Other than the other aspect where you keep it quiet. And tomorrow, the SEC's having a vote. Oklahoma and Texas, are they in the SEC? And you go, whoa, 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 whoa. What happened? What happened here? But if somehow they're denied, Texas brand is much greater than Oklahoma. Oklahoma has attached themselves to their rival. Oklahoma football is really good. Oklahoma athletic department is really good. But the Oklahoma brand is nowhere near Texas. We have learned since kind of the SEC network came on board. Streaming greater than TV boxes. Markets less than brands. Jim Delaney wanted Rutgers because of New York City. Maryland because of DC and Baltimore. That's not the case anymore. Markets are not as big. Brands are bigger. Streaming bigger than TV boxes. Texas brand, much bigger than Oklahoma. If they both wanted out of the Big 12, again, there's a lot of competitive advantages that they have being in the Big 12, and the Big 12 bows to Texas. Oklahoma could go independent and survive. Or Texas could go independent and survive, Oklahoma not. Texas could say, we'll go the route of Notre Dame, because we could stream and we could have our own television deal. Oklahoma could not. But Texas is one of those rare programs in college athletics that could go the independent route. Money is not an issue at Texas. Would it be a consideration? I think it would be a poor consideration. I think if Texas got shut out of the SEC, they would look to the ACC. The ACC and the SEC are the only two places that Texas can go because you can fold the Longhorn Network. Ask yourself, have you ever met anybody that has watched more than a couple of hours ever of the Longhorn Network? But the Longhorn Network is the elephant in the room, and a lot of people still can't get the Longhorn Network, let alone have even watched it, and they might even be their own fans. But because ESPN owns the Longhorn Network, and they have the ACC and the SEC networks, they could bring Texas into both of those leagues, or either one of those leagues, and they could fold the Longhorn Network, and it could go away. We'll see what kind of pettiness happens. If I'm Texas A&M, remember, they floated this story. I don't want Texas with us. There's a reason we're in the SEC. We have a different identity in our own state. We are the SEC program. We are able to sell recruiting that the SEC, where it means more, is just us in the state of Texas. It would be a recruiting nightmare for Texas A&M to have Texas join their conference. Texas A&M is recruiting well. They recruit well because of the brand of the SEC. But as I listened to all the different arguments yesterday, pros and cons of Texas and Oklahoma making a move. For the SEC, it's genius. It is genius. You not only get the football element, you get all the other sports that come with it. Think about baseball. Think about what baseball in the SEC already is, and then you would add Texas, which was in the College World Series, almost played in the championship series. Oklahoma has been fairly good at baseball. Look at the other sports, softball, women's basketball, men's basketball. It's genius for the SEC because it takes two away from Fox and it brings two to ESPN. You don't care what happens to the scraps in the Big 12. You want to Fox and build up ESPN. But I found it ironic. I'm going to tie Nebraska into this. The Nebraska-Oklahoma game is on September 18th. 50th anniversary of the game of the century. There'll be a lot of nostalgia and tradition. Outpouring of remember the good old days. Well, remember the tone of these games. High level, intense characters, legends on the sidelines, fans in the stands, mutual respect. How much this game used to mean to both sides. But now, what this game has done in the span of 4 months, we had a situation in Nebraska where the head coach wanted to get out of the game. Forgot to consult with his athletic director so they could work on it together. Tried to get out of the game. Oklahoma responded. Lincoln Riley responded. Bill Moose came out hours later and responded. Same game. Kickoff time is announced. 11 a.m. Oklahoma not happy. Why are we playing at 11? Why is this game at 11? One, we don't like playing September day games because of the heat. Two, this is a big day for our university and for this rivalry. We have a day built up. We'd like to play at night. An athletic director at a Big 12 school that makes a lot of money off the TV contract that the Big 12 has signed with Fox took a crack at the TV contract. What do you see in the SEC with their TV contract? You don't see marquee games being played at 11 a.m. They are at 2:30 or they are at night. This game may have led us down the path of Nebraska forcing a guy into retirement as an athletic director and Oklahoma finally saying, I've had enough with the Big 12 and picking up the phone from Austin and going, we're in. How about that? The wild world of college athletics where today and moving forward, you believe everything and nothing. Where there is smoke, Is there an inferno or is there just a little campfire? We are about to find out because the Big 12 is meeting today and there are reporters on both sides that are intimating this is moving quickly. If there is a vote to be taken, it's a done deal. Greg Sankey will not have egg on his face. If they have a vote, he's got the votes. We have our first super conference. If there is not a vote, then you know that it's Texas A&M, maybe Missouri. And why Missouri would be opposed, it's more bag for them. Or there's a couple other schools that said no. We get a vote, done deal. We got our first super conference, and we have a mini NFL that is going on in the South. And then the dominoes start to fall, and Notre Dame gets mentioned, and you know how this all works because we went through it a decade ago. All right, 12:21, Brett Ciancia from Pick 6 Preview still to come. He's at 1, more local music with George and the whole gang on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.